You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Concerns have been raised regarding Aotearoa's tax model regarding charities also operating as businesses. Despite the current model requiring all profit obtained through a charity's business not to be used for personal gain, this is a little bit of a grey area. For example, any profit from Weet-Bix cereal products is tax exempt due to Sanitarium Health Food Company being owned by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, which results in the company having an advantage over their competitors. However, with the 2025 budget set to be released later this year, changes may be made to the system. I spoke to a senior lecturer in the accounting department at AUT, Ranjana Gupta, about this tax model and what she hopes will come out of the 2025 budget regarding this. I started off by asking her about what purpose a charity may have to run a business as well.
Look, what purposes IRD wants as a business, anything which is not serving the purpose of the charities. And the purpose of the charities is to advance or promote religion, offer welfare, healthcare, education services, or other purposes which are beneficial to the community that government would generally provide otherwise due to the public benefits. So commercial purposes which charities are running must be incidental or in aid of these charities as long as they are done for personal gain. Because if the profits are coming back to charity and are used for charitable purposes, at present, they are not considered as commercial or personal gain.
And what does our current tax system mean for charities that also run as businesses?
This is what the current system means. Any incidental activity along with charity purposes, if carried out, that's a business. And generally what they do is, say, church or any other charitable organization, they will have another company or business set up. So they use complex entity structures and they are not compelled to reveal this information. And even tax working group supported the view that due to these complex structures used by charity, current system is unfair, and these non-profit or charities, through these separate entities, they make a lot of surplus. And that's how they shift the profits from these commercial entities to charities and avoid taxes on that income.
As you've mentioned, for a charity to fall under these tax exemptions, any gains through the trade must funnel back into the organization's charitable activities. How often are we seeing this as opposed to not seeing this?
This is very common, because what is happening now is the charity organization only have the grassroots, which are the grassroots of this commercial organization, only have a tiny footprint. And the other non-profits are very large and are making a lot of profits. And they retain those profits and provide financial support or not. It's very hard to find, because we all know that these charity organizations, they are paying, even churches are paying their founders or leaders huge amount of wages, even though the wages are taxed like other employees. But besides that, they pay a lot of money on luxury travel and accommodation for church leaders and employees when they are on church business, and that doesn't attract even fringe benefit tax for this, because it is business-related travel they are doing, or whatever they are doing is business-related. So that's how a lot of profits are used by these founders or the people who initially started, but that's almost gone, or the money is going back to them.
Is this a concern we're seeing overseas as well, or do other countries follow a sort of different tax system?
Okay, that's a very good question. First of all, what I could say is, in Australia, for example, charities are allowed to run or carry out unrelated commercial activities, not relating to this education or religious purpose of the church, but whatever profit from these commercial activities they generate, is that is for charity purpose. And similarly, in UK, charities cannot take, so that's the difference between Australia and UK, they cannot take undertake any commercial trading activities unrelated to their charitable purpose. So in Australia, they can carry out charity unrelated, but the purpose of these is to generate revenue for charitable purpose. But in UK, they cannot undertake commercial activities not related to their charitable purpose while claiming exemption from income tax. So that's how in UK they ensure that there is a fair competition between commercial activities, because any commercial activity in UK, they pay tax like competitors. Whereas here, say for example, this sanitarium, which is a part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they make profits from this commercial activity and they compete with Kellogg's or Hubbard's, and their price is almost similar. So the competition is not fair, because though they pay tax, whereas sanitarium doesn't pay tax. And in US, unrelated business income is subject to tax as well for charities, and they restrict concession income tax exemptions to ensure the tax regime matches their conventional tax policy or their social welfare policy. So they don't give exemptions easily.
In December, Finance Minister Nicola Willis announced revising these tax rules for charitable organisations, which will be announced with the 2025 budget in the coming months. What are you hoping comes out of these changes?
This is a very hard question. I can't say anything what they are looking in, whether they are looking in to make sure that the best way is that if any charity is carrying out commercial activities, then they'll not get any exemptions, or they'll not be allowed to carry any unrelated commercial activities if they want exemption from income tax. So commercial activities should be totally separate from the charity, like other businesses.
That was a senior lecturer in the accounting department at AUT, Ranjana Gupta, about the current tax system for charities operating a business and the concerns regarding this model.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.